top. You be right down there, looking up. And I might wave, come up here. But I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you. But I know now, I'll just cry.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Republicans and Democrats each have bills to pay some federal workers as the government shutdown continues. The Republican measure has already failed. Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill.
It's basically rinse and repeat up here on Capitol Hill, but this is the part of the shutdown that we're starting to see this outside pressure build up. Air traffic controllers are just getting half of their paychecks, and next week they won't be getting those paychecks at all. So you can imagine both Republicans and Democrats travel a lot. Air traffic controllers taking on second jobs right now.
President Trump has scrapped plans for a federal surge in San Francisco after speaking to the mayor, Daniel Lurie. Trump says Lurie asked him very nicely to give him a chance to turn things around.
We are adding police officers and sheriff's deputies for the first time in a decade. We have record low number of encampments on our streets. Our new approach is delivering results.
The Department of Homeland Security now says all assets and resources are being redirected. Trump is touting the efforts to wipe out cartels.
The cartels are waging war on America, and just as I promised in the campaign, we're waging war on them.
An NBA head coach and player are among those charged in what authorities say were sprawling schemes to rig sports betting and poker games. Mafia families, too, were said to be involved. CBS's Jake Rosen.
When the federal government brings cases like these, with 30-plus people involved, 4-plus different Cosa Nostra or mob families involved, it certainly seems very likely that this case is almost airtight.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the latest administration official to travel to Israel to shore up the Gaza peace plan.
It's a very important achievement, but there's more work to be done and bigger achievements that lie ahead. And so we're here to work on that, and we feel very positive and confident that we're going to get there despite substantial obstacles. We're going to get there.
There were more questions today about the demolition of the East Wing of the White House. Linda Kenyon has that.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the demolition was necessary.
Trust the process. This is going to be a magnificent addition to the White House for many years to come.
As to whether the National Capital Planning Commission signed off on the demolition.
A submission is not required legally for that. Only for vertical construction will a submission be required, and that's a legal opinion from them.
She added no taxpayer dollars are being used to fund the project. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
On Wall Street, at the closing bell, stocks finished higher. The Dow Jones Industrials up by 144 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with a quick news update. The FBI arrested 22 people connected to gang activity in Racine and Milwaukee yesterday, but hasn't released names and charges yet. The investigation resulted in the discovery of drugs, guns, and vehicles. 14 SWAT teams from southeastern Wisconsin partnered on the raids. State Superintendent Jill Underley was out of town today receiving an award as lawmakers questioned the Department of Public Instruction over sexual misconduct investigations in schools. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nedweski wants new safety laws. Underley says the recent reports of impropriety are wrong and that the state properly shares information to protect students. Microsoft has signed on as a sponsor for Racine's Festival Park for the 2026 season. Park officials say that'll help keep event costs low and attract more community activities. The company is investing locally with data centers and educational partnerships in Mount Pleasant. A hard freeze warning for southeast Wisconsin goes into effect tonight, running through early tomorrow morning. It signals the end of the growing season. People are being reminded to cover plants or bring them inside if you haven't already. Racine is encouraging neighborhood Halloween spirit with a last-minute Spooktacular Homes decorating contest. People can enter by October 28th, with public voting on Facebook starting October 29th, and winners announced on Halloween night. Read more on the city's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman, with news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose Porter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL is named Mike Parsons, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, areas of frost with a freeze warning. Lows in the mid-30s near the coast, low 30s away from the water. With sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the low 50s, warmer day. And up into the mid-50s this weekend, a few more clouds. Currently 49 degrees.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Next week is Halloween already, and what do 83% of parents do to their kids' Halloween candy? Well, keeping the little ghosts and goblins safe is a huge priority. 83% of parents say they check their children's candy for anything dangerous before they let them eat it. You see, you thought I was going to say that they ate their kids' candy, right? Well, no, not 83%, just 62%. 62% of parents admit to secretly eating their kids' candy.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Yeah.
takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby love.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can hear the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. Don is going to have with him Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters to talk about the latest movies out this weekend. Dick Graceffa will be with Don tomorrow morning to preview tomorrow night's high school football playoff action. And Mike Clemens discusses the weekend sports. It's all tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Morning Show, which is brought to you by Marine Credit Union. You can chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly serving the community one step at a time.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year. So if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and get her done.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life. Here's a way to start a conversation. Your family is going over to your neighbor's home for dinner for the first time. How would you ask if there are any unlocked guns in the home?
Hey!
Hey, we're so excited for tonight. Before we come over, though, may I ask if there are any unlocked guns in your home?
Our guns are stored securely, locked in a safe that the kids can't access.
Awesome.
Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. Number, no such zone.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. And now a song from the Mamas and Papas that was recorded during a period of tension in the band. This was after John Phillips discovered Michelle Phillips was having an affair. It's the Mamas and Papas and Words of Love on WRJN. Timeless Hits on WRJN, where you can join Terry Havel as he takes you on a journey through rock history with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Saturdays 10 till 2. It's 4 hours of stories, stars, and timeless tracks, including a few you haven't heard in years. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday mornings on WRJN. All right, here we go into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman. The feds arrested 22 people around here tied to gang activity yesterday, but the FBI hasn't released their names yet. The actions resulted in the seizure of fentanyl, cocaine, meth, marijuana, guns, and vehicles in Racine and Milwaukee. The investigation was led by Mount Pleasant Police and included officers from several local departments. 14 SWAT teams and several law enforcement groups worked together on the raids. Officials say the effort is part of a broader push to combat violent crime in Racine and the surrounding communities. Governor Tony Evers celebrated a big milestone in Racine Wednesday by signing the last beam for the Lincoln King Community Center. That's a $68 million project that will serve thousands with expanded health, wellness, and recreational programs. It's set to open next year. During the visit, Evers spoke to people worried about the federal shutdown and its effect on programs like food share and health care. There's some good news for Racine's Festival Park. Microsoft has signed on as a sponsor for the 2026 season. The company's support will help keep rental prices down and make it easier to host more community events. Park organizers say they're thankful for Microsoft's commitment to the area. Microsoft is working towards completing two major data centers in Mount Pleasant and have started working with Gateway on educational opportunities. Time to get them in. A hard freeze is on the way for southeast Wisconsin late tonight into Friday morning, signaling the end of the growing season. The National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. People are being reminded to cover plants or bring them inside if you haven't already. Sunshine will return during the day tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s, and a gradual warm-up is expected over the weekend into the low 60s. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Feldman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, areas of frost with a freeze warning. Lows in the mid-30s near the coast, low 30s away from the water. With sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the low 50s, warmer day. And up into the mid-50s this weekend, a few more clouds. Currently 51 degrees. WRJN.
Thank you.
news and timeless hits on WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, Diane Carlson is here. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Well, based on our conversations this week, the buzz is all about the Halloween season.
Right.
This is definitely a weekend full of great pre-Halloween art activities for all ages and so many art interests. So we'll wrap it up with highlighting a local author and one of our great local businesses that are keeping in the spirit of the season. Local author and Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Peter O'Keefe published his first novel last year. His 2024 book, Counted with the Dead, is kind of a horror-crime hybrid that reimagines the Frankenstein myth set in the racial cauldron of the late 90s Detroit.
Oh.
This weekend, at Vintage and Modern Books, they're hosting the launch of his new thriller, White Flight. In White Flight, a couple whose daughter has just died at the hands of the police think that their house is trying to kill them. Spoiler alert, it is. So Peter will be signing copies of his book at Vintage and Modern Books on Saturday, October 25th from 3 to 5. So come enjoy. This is just a gem of a community bookstore. I've talked about them before. They're great. And you can check out the new novel at the same time. Details are on our go-to guide, our website calendar, RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. Okay. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, thank you. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and it's big news for local news. WRJN and the Racine County Eye have partnered to create the largest news team in the county, so you can get quick updates on air and full reports online at RacineCountyEye.com.
Yeah.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We sure appreciate you having your ears right here. But, you know, here at WRJN, we're kind of greedy. We want all the ears. We want everybody's ears on WRJN. And so we've added yet another frequency. So here's what you do. If you're in Racine, you tune to 1400 AM, the historic 1400 AM, or you tune to the crystal clear FM at 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, you tune to 98.1 FM. Now, as you head north into Caledonia and Oak Creek and South Milwaukee, you can listen to our brand new frequency, 107.3. So you got 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and now 107.3 FM to the north. So thank you so much for listening, and keep your ears here with WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Connie Fellman in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Then, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and this is a great year for music. We're going to feature the class of 1964. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe, means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Keep me in your heart. Be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide.